We do this every Tuesday, unless it's a really crazy, silly, busy day, and then sometimes we forget. It is the Tuesday Top 5, and today in honor of Serena Williams, calling it a career after the U.S. Open, we're doing our Top 5 Most Iconic Athletes of All Time. I feel like there's going to be a ton of crossover. It might just depend on the order. Do you have any outside looking in? Do you have any honorable mentions?
Tom Brady would be my biggest honorable mention.
I
felt bad leaving him off the list, but the five names I put ahead, I just felt are a bit more iconic.
There's one quarterback I have higher than him, Joe Namath. Because
I can see that.
Joe Namath was the first quarterback to show pizzazz, style, talk to the media. He was a celebrity, not just a quarterback, in a time where if you think the game is all about team now, it was much more militaristic back then, you know, wearing the fur jacket, getting the AFL, their first Super Bowl in Super Bowl III against the Colts. But anyway, Joe Namath is on the outside looking in. At number five for most iconic athlete of all time, Jackie Robinson, first African-American player to break through the color barrier and play in Major League Baseball, did it with class, did it with style, took just a tremendous amount of verbal abuse, and just, you know, especially early on. So Jackie Robinson's my number five.
That's a good one. Jackie was also on my honorable mention list as well. I'm going to start out with maybe what is a bit of a curveball, but it might be more appropriate to actually call it a fastball. I'm going to go with Nolan Ryan. I think this guy really set the template for what pitchers became in the next 20 to 25 years. And when you think about sort of his profile, his longevity, the impact that he had on the sport and where it is today, I think Nolan Ryan definitely is a guy who deserves to be on this list.
I didn't even think about it, but that's a cool one. I just think I hadn't thought about Nolan Ryan in a while. Also, when he got Robin Ventura in a headlock and started giving him noogies, always a great moment. My number four. And this speaks to how big the top three is. My number four is Michael Jordan.
Wow.
Yeah. Number four.
Wow.
Is Michael Jordan. Maybe the conversation of why is he not higher on this list. I think it's because the three guys I got higher just had more of has had more of an impact. I don't even need to explain everything that Jordan did. Obviously, you know, making the athlete more of a celebrity, bringing in the shoe deal and taking it to another level, all the winning and all of that. But maybe it's because he's been lousy since he left the Bulls, but he's my number four.
Well, I'll get to him in one second. My number four is Wayne Gretzky. Honestly, this guy, he changed the way that hockey was viewed in a lot of ways in terms of the mainstream market. He, you know, we see so much success in the Southern American markets right now. And I'm not going to say it is directly because of Gretzky being sent to the Southern U.S. in the Kings trade. But, I mean, you can't argue it was a huge factor in the sport gaining popularity in that country. You know, just so many other aspects to it. Like, my favorite Gretzky stat is that he never had to take a single shot in his whole career. And he still would have finished with the most points in NHL history. Like, that is, if that's not an icon, what isn't?
I don't have him on my list because I think part of the icon has to be bigger. And I get what you're saying. Maybe there wouldn't be the San Jose Sharks and all these California teams. Maybe because it's hockey and it just doesn't make the list because I'm thinking North American. My number three, I bet he's not on your list, Babe Ruth.
He's not?
Yeah, Babe Ruth, number three, the most important player, you know, maybe in the history of baseball, the most famous one for like the first 80 years of the sport, has every record, and he still comes up today. When we talk about Shohei Ohtani, we're like, we haven't seen this since Babe Ruth.
Well, I was gonna say he's not even as good as Shohei Ohtani.
He's better than Shohei Ohtani. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Is he?
Yes.
I mean, he didn't do what Shohei Ohtani does at the same time, right? He did it in a split period.
Yes. Oh, no. We can get into the whole conversation. How do we view athletes playing in the era before a sport was integrated? We'll do that on a slow Wednesday when we have more time for sort of the bigger picture conversations of how do we compare athletes from different eras. Your number three.
I will say, I gave Babe Ruth consideration. It's a good pick by you. I'm just razzing you, Maddie. Number three, Muhammad Ali. This is a guy who not only was at the top of his sport, but I mean, like you talked about with Serena, he enacted real change throughout the world. He took brave and, you know, controversial stances when it was not a popular thing to do. You know, with this list, it's not necessarily easy to separate the sports,
the accomplishment versus what they did, what they did off. But that's kind of part of it with iconic. Iconic means it's more than what they just did on the field of play.
Yeah. So for me, I mean, I don't think any list of top five iconic athletes would be complete without Ali.
I agree with that. My number two, Tiger Woods. Think of what the purses were before Tiger versus after. Think of the body fat count of golfers before Tiger and after. Think about the fact that LIV was going to offer him basically $1 billion just to be the face of that league. No single athlete in terms of interest from a TV viewing perspective. No one moves the needle like Tiger Woods. Period. There's not even anyone close.
Well, I said earlier in the show, I really think the top three here are somewhat interchangeable.
Yeah.
So I do agree with you. Yeah, for sure. There's no doubt about it.
All right. What's your number two?
My number two is a guy that you did not have this high. Michael Jordan. Man, this guy is the...
Oh, wait. Is this your number one? I got my number
screwed
up.
No. You got it right.
Okay,
two.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no. Michael Jordan's my number two. I mean, look at everything, like you said, with the shoe deals, the style, mm-hmm. the dominance when it came to being on the court. I mean, is there any singular player that has impacted his sport as much as Michael Jordan? I mean, I think...
I'd say Tiger. I think Tiger Woods had a bigger impact on golf than Michael Jordan had on basketball.
There is one name on my list, perhaps it's a bit of a tease there.
Oh.
But I mean, again, just like Ali, I don't think you could do this list without Michael Jordan. He is, what's the word? He is attached to the NBA. People associate him. That's the word I was looking for. People associate him with the NBA in a way that I don't think other athletes do with sports. And yeah, this list would not be complete without him.
Not even close. And number one for me, Muhammad Ali. And just taking a stance against the Vietnam War. It's one thing when an athlete now is there, they're taking their stances. But usually a lot of times it's them speaking at the ESPYs. It's them tweeting out something. It's not, no, I'm willing to go to jail and I'm going to fight the U.S. government. Coming out and saying, I have no qualm with people from Vietnam. And Muhammad Ali, just, again, one of the greatest boxers of all time, and certainly made that sport much more popular. Just his relationship with a variety of media members, and then some of the most famous fights of all time, and then everything he did in terms of social awareness. Muhammad Ali, most iconic athlete of all time, number one.
And I cannot debate that at all.
No.
I did have a different name at my number one. You had that name on your list as well.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes to single name athletes, I feel like he is at the top, like you said, for all the reasons you mentioned. And when you get to the point where you're a single name athlete, I think it's pretty clear that you've accomplished a lot, right? For people to regard you and recognize you in that way. I'm not even necessarily the biggest golf fan. I watch it, I play it casually, but I mean, there's no denying how singular his talent was. Even if you look at some of the other great all-time players in other sports, like we were just talking about Muhammad Ali. He might have been the best at some point, but there was always, you know, people who were comparable to him on some level. Same thing with Jordan, not really with Gretzky, but yeah, that for me, he is the most singularly incredibly polished athlete in his respective sport. So for me, I got to give it to Tiger.
Yeah. It's like he was a phenomenon. Like when he...
That's a good word for it, actually.
Yeah. I remember back when he was getting started, like in like 98, 99, I was doing stand-up comedy.
I was 8.
Yeah, I was a little older, but thank you for the reminder. I remember, and I don't remember the bit now, but where... Me and Tiger were the same age, so I was doing a bit about having a conversation with my father watching golf, and he's going, oh, look, Tiger's done this and this and this, and he's 25 years old. Hey, son, you're 25. What have you been up to beyond, getting a B in history or something? Like, and the idea being just comparing this thing called Tiger Woods versus my own life. Like, he was this force of nature that we've never seen in that sport. And by the way, we'll never see again.
Right,
you see, part of this is also, we'll see other, like we've seen things close to a Michael Jordan in a LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be, like, if Tiger Woods is Michael Jordan, who's going to be the LeBron James of the PGA? We've never had one. Now, maybe it's not fair to compare team sport versus individual sport, but you can have the debate LeBron versus Michael. There's no debate about Tiger versus any current golfer.
And that's what I was getting at when I say that he is so singularly talented. I'm not sure that we've ever seen another athlete like Tiger during his prime who was able to separate himself from the pack as much as he did.
Yep.
And I believe we have Nick jumping in here.
All right, get it. Producer Nick, what do you got?
I got one name that neither of you guys counted. I wonder where he ranks on yours. I think he would be.
Wait.
He might be in my top five, but he'd be right at the bottom of it.
Is it William Nylander for the iconic way he gets people to yell at each other on Twitter?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, wait, let me guess. It's Pele.
No, that's a good answer as well. Yeah. That wasn't actually the one. We got a text. What about Tony Hawk?
Well, we're talking icon in sport.
Oh,
that is a good one.
Where would he rank for you, Maddie?
Tony Hawk. I mean, there was no skateboarding before Tony Hawk. Like, that is a good one. You know, I see now someone texting that in, the impact he had on skateboarding on the video games. Yes. That is a great one. I like that. I like Tony Hawk. I don't know if it's going to make the top five, but it certainly deserves mention. So shout out, Nick, for checking that out, and shout out to whoever texted that in. By the way, when you text in, try to put your names on it as well. We like to give credit. You know, we like to say who you are and where you're from, so try to do that.